With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Corn Belt carries a lot of weight in Washington, D.C., and those who are in the ethanol business are hoping that weight will help them after a number of losses to oil refiners. Earlier this month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency let 31 oil refineries off the hook from a requirement to blend 1.4 billion gallons of ethanol and biodiesel into their fuel. On a trip to Virginia, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says one way to raise domestic demand for ethanol is to make sure there are enough suitable pumps at gas stations.
I really think infrastructure growth is the key. The president, as you know, has authorized E15 year-round. What we've got to do is get pumps out there. What he's also authorized last week was the E10 pumps being certified for E15. If we can grow the E10 market, the E15, and consumers should choose that because it's going to probably be 3 to 5 cents less per gallon. We think consumers will choose that. Higher octane and cleaner air. It makes sense to me that consumers would choose that. That's the potential to grow ethanol usage for 50% from 10 to 15, and certainly build up potentially 2 billion bushels of corn more utilization here domestically for energy production.
However, the exemptions to the federal requirement are sparking a rebellion in farm country, which mostly backed the president during the last election. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.